You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I'm Rhonda McBride. 20 different brewing companies and distributors, craft beers in bottles and on tap. I'm going to be telling you about a beer lover's dream and an opportunity for the Rotary Club of Juneau to raise money for a number of their community causes. And joining us from the Rotary's Brewfest committee, we have Andy Mills, who is the Brewfest chair, and Ann Metcalf, who is a club administrator chair for the Rotary Club, as well as a Brewfest committee member. So I want to thank you both for joining us here today. Last year, the event wasn't held last year due to COVID, or it had to be held differently. Are you excited to be bringing it back?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like everybody. We had to pivot last year because of COVID, and we ended up having, as a club, an alternative, Pintdemic, and it was an alternative to Brewfest, and it used passports to let folks sip beers at some of our local breweries and really support them, because they obviously through that time were having difficulties like everyone in this time. So it was a great alternative, but given the vaccination levels and everything else, we are offering it's a scaled down Brewfest this year, but it is definitely an outdoor and safe event that we're doing here in Juneau at the Subport. We're excited.
So, Ann, tell us how it's going to be set up this year.
Well, this year we're asking people that provide proof of vaccination to be admitted. So that's our sort of keeping everybody safe. Otherwise, we're going to be outdoors under tents is the main difference. We have, correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, but 19 different brewers and distributors at the end of the day. And they'll be pouring a selection of draft and bottled beers to delight everyone. So it's the same Brewfest. We'll have food. We have two vendors providing food this year. Forno Rosa Pizzeria and Devil's Hideaway will be there for folks get hungry. And we will have music. And we would like people to come and enjoy themselves. It's an opportunity for people to get together in a safe way outside. And we're praying for a halfway good day.
But, I just have this feeling that even if it's kind of wet, that people will adapt. Like you're adapting to offer this. But I understand that tickets are more limited this year. How many are available for people to purchase?
Yeah, it's 500.
Go ahead, Andy.
Not a problem. Yeah, 500. 100 of those are VIP, 400 attendees. One more mitigation measure that is actually pretty key is we're going to do compostable, disposable, single-use cups. And those really are, when you're not doing that high contact transfer all the time, it really is going to be just one more COVID mitigation measure, one more enhancement to the safety of the event.
Compostable glasses. So what will they look like? You have any idea? And how will that go along with the beer drinking experience?
It's going to be 3-ounce glasses, and Judo Compost is going to be helping us out with collecting those, putting them back into good use so we're not filling up the landfill with those. It's going to work like it has in past years. You go up, and in this case, rather than handing a glass, you'll ask for a pour, and they'll hand it to you.
Well, that sounds like fun. So tell us about some of the beers this year. What's on tap that people might be interested in trying?
Go for it, Andy.
I have not seen the list. So
it's secret even to the committee. We actually are building that beer list for tomorrow, but I can go down. So we have a couple cider companies, Alaska Cider Works, Double Shovel. We have Two Seasons Meadery, which I'm pretty excited about. We, of course, have our local favorites here with Barnaby, Devil's Club, Forbidden Peak, and Alaskan Brewing, which has been amazing for all the years we've been doing it. We have Harbor Mountain coming. We have Denali Brewing coming, Bear Paw River coming. K&L Distributors, of course, is going to pour for a number of different folks. King Street, Midnight Sun, and also Valdez is a new entry into the market, at least for us, and it'll be exciting to try that.
So it's got a real Alaska flavor to it, to have a kind of a bad pun there. The Rotary Club does so many projects in the community, so much community service. I understand that your proceeds from this are really important to help you carry out those projects.
Yes, absolutely. This is one of our, or it's becoming our biggest fundraiser. We in the past have had charity partners that participated with us. This year, we are the charity partner because we haven't held it for 2 years now. Well, yeah, a year. Anyway, we have a number of ongoing things that we fund in Juneau. One of the things we're working on right now is relocating the totem pole from Centennial Hall to, we're helping to fund that to a more protected area. We help out with glory hole lunches. Rotary, many people don't understand how robust and amazing Rotary youth exchange program is. And that's a bit on hiatus right now, but that's something that we fully participate in. So it's just sort of runs the gamut of scholarships. We have a UAS scholarship that we've endowed at this point. We help out where we can, which is the point of Rotary, which is to do community projects to better people's lives, using your vocation as a, you know, putting your vocation to service of the community.
So. Well, it is one of those things that they call a fundraiser. We'll take the D out of there because people will have fun raising this money. What do you hope will happen this year? Since it's a little bit different, but what do you expect to see?
You want to take a shot at that, Andy?
I think
to see a lot of people who were relieved to get together in person in a safe way. Every situation like that in Juneau, I've been participating in the open air markets. And on the food fest, it was raining sideways and 800 people showed up in the rain. So, we're pretty confident that we'll sell it out. So get your tickets early. but I think it'll be a relaxed, good time for people to get together in a safe way and enjoy a lot of good beer at the same time.
Exactly. We just wanted to offer this event again for folks, you know, to safely come out and enjoy this and support the breweries and support our local charity fundraising efforts. And I think we will have a very successful event if the weather cooperates, which we always appreciate.
Weather permitting, but we find that things in Juneau succeed no matter what the weather does because people are generous and good, and that's always comforting. So before we go, you want to recap some of the key details for people to remember?
Okay. Yep. So we're selling out those tickets fast. It will be a lot of great breweries, some we haven't had before. If you want to buy tickets, it's on capbrewfest.com. And do keep in mind that this is an outdoor event, so bring those boots and jackets just in case. We will have plenty of covered areas. But again, your vaccination card or a picture of that vaccination card, something that our volunteers can easily validate that information. That's just going to make everyone who's at the event understand with all the COVID mitigation measures, we're having a fun and safe event.
And that's something that I think people will look forward to as they head into a season of cabin fever. So one last hurrah. Thank you so much for joining us, Anne Metcalf and Andy Mills. Appreciate it.